Hello, Jedward.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
How are you?
Yeah, we're so excited. We can't wait to perform in our UK tour in September.
Good. Well, that's good. So it's John and Edward. I said you're in London. Actually, you're in at the BBC in Manchester, aren't you?
Yeah, it's our first time here. It's like the media city. It's really, really cool. There's fans swarming around the building, and they said they'd never had the reaction of all the fans outside here.
Well, so you're in Salford doing a bunch of radio interviews today, and you're the biggest thing to have been at that building in the BBC.
Yeah, I think so. Like, we've been on BBC Breakfast.
Well, that's what
they said to us. They were really nice to us on BBC Breakfast, and we had a great time talking to them all.
Good. Are you sometimes surprised, guys, when people are really, really nice to you? Because you seem to be quite an easy target for people to take the mickey out of.
What if you don't let people do that? Because me and Air, we just always don't, like, what do you think?
Well, I feel like it's been, like, 4 years since we did X Factor, and we've been to Australia, Canada, we did Eurovision twice.
We have three albums.
We've accomplished a lot of stuff that people never thought we would have accomplished. Because me and John, we're really, really driven. We, like, always want to strive forward and do new things. And I can't wait to what next year has in hold for us.
Now, you did the Eurovision with that brilliant single, Lipstick. I thought that was great, in 2011. And then you were in it again this year, weren't you?
No, last year.
Last year. We had Wardline. But I think when we did Eurovision, we wanted to put on a really, really good show, and it was like the best result Ireland had in
the 10 years.
But
the cool thing is that we're writing our own songs, and we wrote some really, really great songs that would win Eurovision. So that's really awesome that we're writing songs, dance songs, slow songs. Really cool songs for our fans.
Okay, and there, I read a thing in the paper that you both, and you don't have to comment on this because it's none of our business really, but you both made £3 million in 1 year each. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's 6 million, 2 million or 3 million. I bet you didn't think in 2009 that you would become millionaires, did you?
Well, I think me and John, we work really, really hard for everything we have. Like, we always, it's not like, it's like it's easy just to do. Like, you don't just be here by doing nothing.
We make, like, it look easy, but it's not easy.
Yeah, we're always really professional. We always do, like, we're always on time. We always do everything.
Yeah, no, I know you guys. You know, my son was a massive Jedward fan. We came along and said hello to you in Southampton. And I did a little interview with there. You won't remember. It was a few years ago.
I think we do remember it. You had two fans at one competition. No?
Yeah.
No, we don't do competitions on the BBC.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, we came along and, yeah, they're probably just my kids I brought along. I was talking to your manager and he was telling me how hard you guys worked. And then
We've got a lot better in concert. Like, we're playing guitar, we're playing piano.
We do acoustic covers, and we're always like, John got a Gibson guitar and he was really, really happy about it. He got on the internet and then he started learning guitars off the different things off YouTube.
Well, you don't have to justify yourself to me. I came along and thought the show was great. And I'll tell you why. As a parent bringing my young son to your show, I knew all the songs because you did really good versions of Ghostbusters and Teenage Kicks and just loads of stuff I knew as well. So I was really happy because I went along and I knew it all.
Well, if you like that, really good, you'll definitely know all our new songs that we're going to sing on this on this concert that we're going to be having in Fareham. It's going to be really, really cool.
Yeah, because I think me and John, our last concert we had, it was like last week, and we sang Westlife Home and we sang the Script Hall of Fame. So they're like really big hits that everybody knows. The thing about it is that
we sang Ed Sheeran songs.
Our fans are from all ages. We have adults. We have like 50-year-olds. I remember when this lady was like 100 and she was in a wheelchair and she was a big
what are you on about? It's kids and teenagers, everyone.
Yeah, but like little kids, like they've only been born. It's really cool that you've got like fans that are like 3 and 4 and they're like literally been your fan their whole life.
A friend of mine is putting you on in Salesy. At his place, and he told me, and he told me months ago that Jedward were coming, and he's been getting calls from Russia to come and see you guys.
Yeah, me and John, we were on like TV shows over there that like the equivalent of Jonathan Ross over there. So we've been on a lot of different TV shows, and they're always really excited when we tweet about Russia, and a lot of fans.
Yeah, like because the thing is, these are the only dates we're going to be doing this year in the UK. So because we're going to be going on tour in all the other European countries, in Australia and Canada. So this is the only time to see John Nederer. So if you want to see us, come see us in September.
Yeah, okay, September, you're at the Fareham Hall in Fareham.
Yeah, we're in loads of places. We're in
we just announced the date, so everybody get excited and get your tickets.
Okay, well, Rebecca, who produces the show, she's from America, and she's a big fan of you guys. And she's kind of like mid to late 30s, so it seems like you're hitting all of the age groups.
Anybody who wants to have a good time and wants to like just be different, come see our show.
But I feel like Rebecca, we're in America, like we're at the Grammy parties and we have stuff planned to do stuff, and everything's going to be taken next level and we can't wait.
You're at the Grammy party?
Yeah, John was hanging out with Katy Perry.
And we were like at this songwriter thing.
That's where we met Ed Sheeran, and he just had performed at it, and then we later on saw him again, and then we were all in Canada at the Much Music Awards last month, and we got to catch up with Psy. We're in a club with Psy and Ed Sheeran and everything.
So it's the Grammys, big awards in Canada, and then the Fernham Hall in Fareham.
I think it's great to have like concerts in different places, because the fans can't always come to London, so it's really good that we get to go to these places. And on Gerard's Big Adventure, it's like a TV show we have on CBBC, and we get to travel to all the different places, and it's going to be filming its third season in September as well.
Okay, well, let's play Young Love now. Tell me a bit about this one.
This song Young Love was written by this person, and it's really cool, and it's all about being young at heart, and it's off our third album.
Yeah, I was with my friends, Third Street, walking the promenade, then you pass by like a shooting star. I started falling for you without a warning. In my dreams I'm asking your name, put your number down, then I wake up and I'm chicken down. This part I hated, young love so complicated. I know what people say, don't get carried away. Say, boy, you got your whole life ahead of you, but what am I supposed to do? Young love, it's taking me over. Young love, I'm losing control. My heart stops when I get close to you, like lightning striking out of the blue. Young love, it's still in my sleep, but so what? If you're feeling me, put your hands up, hands up. All around the world, everybody in young love, young love. I've been walking the avenues, hoping I would bump into you, or you into me, but nothing, just cold empty streets. And never thought I would see your face again. It's just like that, I saw you walking in the doors of my show, sat down in the front row. I know what people say, don't get carried away.
Oh, no.
Say, boy, you got your whole life ahead of you, but what am I supposed to do?
Young love, it's taking me over.
Young love,
I'm losing control. My heart stops when I get close to you, like lightning striking out.
Say, don't get carried away. They say, boy, you got your whole life ahead of you, but what am I supposed to do?
Young love, it's taking me over.
Young love,
I'm losing control. My heart stops when I get close to you, like lightning striking out of the blue. Young love, it's still in my sleep, but so what?
So what?
If you're feeling me, put your hands up.
Third Street, walking the promenade, then you passed by like a shooting star. I started falling for you without a warning.
John and Edward, Jedward, are in a studio in Salford, in Manchester, BBC studio, and they're hooked up doing interviews today to tell people about their new tour and how well they're doing. And they were telling me while that one was playing, you guys are big with the Koreans.
Yeah, there's like a lot of interest over there for me and John.
Well, that's good, because a lot of tension between North Korea and rest of the world at the moment. Maybe we could send you guys over as diplomats.
Yeah, we've never been there before, but our music always charts there, and like, we've got loads of fans there who want us to go there. We haven't gone there yet, but we are going to be going there soon.
Have you done most of the world by now?
Well, we have an Australian tour in November, so we're going over to promote in that in the next 2 weeks. So we're going to have our UK tour, and then we'll go straight to Australia.
And our future music that we're going to be bringing out will be promoted all across the world, so we will be going all over.
I know, like, all radio stations don't play Jedward music because it's like Jedward and X Factor, but I want people to get over that and start playing Jedward on the radio.
Do you mind that? I spoke to Peter Andre's manager about a year ago, and she said every radio station wants an interview with Peter Andre, but they don't want to play his music. And she has quite understandably, she has a bit of a problem with that. If I'm giving you Peter Andre to guest on the show, at least have the courtesy to play his music. Is it a bit the same for Jedward?
Well, I think it's different for me and John because a lot of people don't realise that we've had 3 albums and that we've had a lot of songs and music videos, and I feel people listen to our song on the radio and they think it's a great song, and then they hear it's Jedward and they're like, oh.
Now we have a song called Luminous that's like David Guetta and like Calvin Harris, and it's played in all the clubs
in
Spain.
The thing that's great is when we go to like European countries, they just see us as pop stars. They see us as like John Edward, and they ask us serious questions, and they know what's going on. But I think in the UK, people need to realize it's been 4 years and that we've done a lot of stuff.
So you did X Factor. You could have disappeared within 5 minutes after that 6 series in 2009, but you didn't. You stayed. You had more success and then more success, and you've done a lot more stuff. So you could be like Donny Osmond. You could be around for the next 50 years.
Yeah, I think me and Eric are people going to be seeing Jerry for the rest of their life.
Yeah, because the BBC are already like big fans of us. They have like our TV show and Jared's Big Adventure. So they're always like want us to do things here and there, and they always want us to be like... I think,
and the reason why me and Eric are still around is because we're easy to work with. We're not, most people, they're not easy to work with, and they're not nice people.
Yeah, and they do crazy stuff, like the amount of stuff that me and John, like the amount of, some people are like we always say focus and driven.
What about your riders for your gigs? You know, when someone books Jedward to play, do you have the M&Ms with the blue ones taken out? You've got to have 17
no.
pink towels, 17 black towels, bottles of champagne, brandy, cognac. What did Jedward insist in the dressing room?
Our rider for our concerts is loads of water and loads of fruit and steamed vegetables, and that's it. Yeah.
What nice guys.
But guys, guess what? Okay, we nearly have 800,000 followers on Twitter. We just need an extra 50,000, so we have 750,000 right now. So if you're on Twitter, follow us. And you guys need more followers as well. You guys need like 10,000.
How do you follow Jedward on Twitter?
You go onto Twitter, you type Planet Jedward, and then you follow.
And all you people listening who have Facebooks, go make a Twitter account and follow.
And follow BBC Radio Solent.
Solent.
Good, yeah, I like that, Jedward. You're bigging up the radio station.
Yeah, everyone has to follow you guys. You guys have so much interesting things to say.
Yeah, like you just tweeted and said, with Boomtown sitting up in Winchester. That's your last tweet was.
All right, well, thank you very much, guys. It's lovely to talk to you. I love the lipstick single, so I'm going to play that one.
Yeah.
Jedward are going to be...
Okay, this is lipstick. This was like
Hang on a minute. I'm just doing your big plug for you.
Okay, do it.
Right, Sunday, the 29th of September, Fernham Hall in Fareham. If you would like to experience a little bit of Planet Jedward. Okay, guys, over to you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Everyone, rock and have a great year.
Yeah, and come down to our concert on the 29th. It's going to be epic.
Epic. I love that.
You say you're on it, but you just don't know. You spend the money like you're on death row. You must be miseducated by all the guys you're dating. You think I'll take the bait, but I don't think so. Oh, and my head for a car crash. Oh, I'm just about to leave my magic takes the hole. I'm about to fall in head first, sisters. Let me tell you how.
Color, color, hey, 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 I'll check my color, color.
That's Jed.